Today's shiur is Masechta Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Zayin, and we will begin on Daf Tez Zayin Amud Beis, five lines from the bottom. Tanya Beshamay Oimrim, Gimel Kitis Hayin LeYom Hadin. There are three groups per Yom Hadin. Achas Shal Tzadikim Gemurim, one of the Tzadikim Gemurim, Achas Shal Rishum Gemurim, Achas Shal Beinonim, the people in the middle. As Tosfos and Ramban explain, when the Gemara here speaks about the Yom Hadin, there are three Yimei Hadin that people go through. One is the Yom Hadin every year of Rosh Hashanah. Every year of Rosh Hashanah we're judged, as the Gemara described, and the Gemara will discuss more. Then when a person leaves the world, he has to give a din to Cheshbon. And then the third din is when Mashiach comes, there will be a din for every individual, if he is worthy to have Tchiyas HaMeisim, that his body and his neshama should rejoin. And that, Tosfos says, is what our Gemara is referring to. Says the Gemara, Tzadikim Gemurim, Nechtovim V'Nechtom El Atal Chayim, Oilam. The Tzadikim Gemurim have Tchiyas HaMeisim. Rishom Gemurim, Nechtovim V'Nechtom El Atal Gehenim. They go to Gehenim, and we'll describe that more. Shenemar, V'Rabim Mishenei Ofer, many from the people who are, so to speak, sleeping in the ground, resting in the ground, Yukitsu, will all get up. Eil chay oilam, veil charofois ledroin oilam. Some will have great life, and some will have shame. The Ritva points out what's the word verabim. He says people who are of the stature of the ovois, Moshe Rabbeinu, will not even have to go through any din. Who they are is so obvious and so apparent, they will certainly go straight to Chaya Olam. Beinanim, the people who are in the middle, Yardim L'Gehenim, will go to Gehenim, Metzavtsefim for Olam. Says, two pshatim Metzavtsefim. Rashi says, Metzavtsefim, they'll cry. They'll cry from the pain of Gehenim, and then they will leave Gehenim. Others explain, Metzavtsefim means that when they will be in Gehenim, they'll come to recognition of what is right and what is wrong. And when they come to that recognition, Shenemar, Vaveisias Ashlishish Ba'is, I will bring the third group in fire, Vitzraftim Kitzroif as a Kesef, I will purify them as silver is purified, Ubechantim Kivachoin as a Zov, I will purify them as gold is purified, Hu Yikra B'Shmi, they will call my name, Vani Enoisom. So I saw from the Sefer Iyahayam a beautiful pshat on this pasuk. If you look at this pasuk, it's a difficult pasuk. The pasuk begins v'tzraftim lashon rabim, speaking to many, and it ends hu yikra b'shmi. It speaks in lashon yachid. What's pshat? So he says we're dealing here with beinanim, people who weren't tzaddikim. What's the difference between somebody who's a tzaddik and someone who's not a tzaddik? He says someone who's a tzaddik, all tzaddikim have one goal: avodas Hashem, to serve Hashem. People who aren't tzaddikim already have their own personal goals. As we explained, this pasuk is referring to beinanim. So the pasuk says, before they go to Gehenim, they're v'tzaraftim, where each one is separate, each one with his own personal needs and personal goals. But after they leave Gehenim, and as we said a moment ago, what does Gehenim do? It purifies them to recognize what is important. So they're all the same. They all have the same goal, and that's why Hu Yikra B'Shmi, they end up having one singular goal.
Why would
the Benjamin realize this is a judge of the human? They have a new din. This is a new din. V'aleim Amrchana, Hashem Meimus M'chaya, Marit Sh'ol V'yol. Sarach L'Nerik says, this pasuk is a proof that we're speaking about the Yom HaDin before Tchiyas HaMeisim. He says, because if you look at this pasuk, it's a difficult pasuk. The pasuk says, Hashem Meimus, makes us die, Mechaya. That's not the normal order. The normal order is first Mechaya, we live, and then Memus, we die. Says Aruch. Now, here we're talking about people who already died. And Hamesh and Memus, they already died. And now the din is Mechaya, if they could come to Tchiyas HaMeisim. Valeim, that's how Beis Shammai learns. Beis Shammai of Rav Chesed, Mata Klape Chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu always leans towards the favorable side. And then we'll explain it soon more. V'alei Mama David, regarding such people, David HaMelech says, Ahafti ki yishma Hashem es koili. I love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears my voice. And as the Mefarshim explained, David HaMelech was saying this kapitel in Tehillim, it's part of Hallel, and he was saying he considered himself a Beinoni, which is pretty frightening if David HaMelech was a Beinoni, and he's saying, I appreciate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will put me in Gehenim, and after I leave Gehenim, Koili, he'll hear my voice, the Mitzavtzefim V'Oilim, and take me out of Gehenim. V'aleim Amad David, Kol HaPasha Kula, that's the whole Pasha, speaks about this situation, the Lisi V'li Yoshia. The Lisi, Farshim explained, that Dolo Dolo means to raise up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will raise up the Beinonim from Gehenim to Tchias HaMeisim. However, says the Gemara, Pasha Yisrael B'Gufam, or Pasha Umas Oilam B'Gufam, and the Gemara will describe soon who that is. Yardin L'Gehenim will go to Gehenim. V'nadon by Yud Beis Chodesh, and are in Gehenim for 12 months. Lach Yud Beis Chodesh, after 12 months, Guf and Kala, their bodies disintegrate. V'nishmason Nisrefes, and the Neshama is burnt. V'ruach Mefaz Rason, Tachis Kapus Raglai Tzadikim. And the ash is put under the feet of Tzadikim. Shenema, Vasoisim Rishoim, the Rishon will be trampled. Kiyia Eifa Tachis Kapus Raglaichim. There'll be ash under the feet of the Tzadikim. The Farshim explain as much as we can understand this. The Farshim explain that they'll be trampled by the Tzadikim, and since they'll be trampled by the Tzadikim, that's how the Tzadikim will daven for them. When Tzadikim realize what happened to these people, the Tzadikim will daven on their behalf, and they'll have a Yeshua. Others say that that's the way, if they are, the purpose of the world is to serve Hashem, so if they could serve the Tzadikim to be ash under their feet, they will come to a purpose. Avla Minim. Minim, Pashup Shat, is atheist. The Messiahs, people who turn over other Jews to the government that they should take the money illegally. The Bikarsim people don't believe in Torah Shabbat, don't believe in Torah Shabbat, don't believe in Moshe Rabbeinu. Shekafru b'Torah, they don't believe in Torah. Shekafru b'Tchias HaMeisim, they don't believe in Tchias HaMeisim. Veshapirshu medachet tzibur, they separated themselves from the Jewish people. Veshinosnu chitasam b'Eretz HaChaim, they put fear in this world. The Gemara will explain more later. Shechotu v'chichtius rabim, they do averis and they cause others to do averis. Kigoyim, Yeravim ben Nevat v'chaverov. Yeravim ben Nevat was a melech, as a king of Yisrael, who put up guards to prevent the Jews from going to Yerushalayim to be oil regal. What his thinking was, that he was concerned that if they'll end up in Yerushalayim, they may end up becoming loyal to the Melech Beis David versus to him, and that's why he didn't let them serve Hashem. They, Yordam Gehenim, go to Gehenim, v'nedoyna by l'doyra doyrus, they remain there forever. Shenema, as the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, v'yotzav ro, v'pigre enoshim, ha'poshim vi, we'll go see these people who rebelled against me, Gehenim kala, Gehenim will end, v'heim enam kalam, but they will remain there forever. Shenema, v'tsuram levaloi shol, their bodies remain in Sheol in Gehenna forever. So first, the Beis Halevi says that a person who goes to Gehenna, there are two purposes to Gehenna. One purpose to Gehenna, he says, is it's a punishment. If a person did averus in this world, he deserves a punishment. But says the Beis Halevi, there's another point to Gehenna. Gehenna is the place where certain people belong because the way they live their lives. So he says the first group that are in Gehenna for 12 months, they're in Gehenna for a punishment. So they get their punishment, they're there for 12 months, and then they leave. The other group have no place in God's world. In the world of Tchias HaMeisim, they don't belong. And that's why they remain there forever. The Sifsei Chaim says, from Chaim Freelander, says, Amar de Geshar Favart, he says, what is Gehenna? He says, so based on this Gemara, we start thinking Gehenna is a place that with a huge fire and people are punished. He says, Gehenna is that a person lives his days in this world, whatever amount of days God gives him, and then he realizes that he wasted his time. What is the bigger Gehenna than realizing that your life was one big waste of time? The Mashal points out that the Gemara says that Yeravim ben Nevat goes to Gehenna because he was a Chayto Machtis Arabim. Says the Mashal, Yeravim ben Nevat was an Oivir Avodah Zarah. So if he was an Oivir Avodah Zarah, he's going to Gehenna because of that. Why do we have to point out there was a Chayto Machtis Arabim? Says the Mashal, there are two separate concepts. One concept is that if somebody's a Oved Avodah Zarah, he goes to Gehenna. Another concept, says the Marsha, is that even if you weren't Avodah Zarah, the Avera wasn't such a serious Avera. But if you were Chaito Machtes Rabin, if you caused other people to sin, no matter what the sin is, you go to Gehenna. Here in the Mepharshim also, the Paiskim discuss about Apikairis. I saw a few interesting Piskei Halacha. The Masham discusses an interesting Shaila. He says, generally we try in a basic Kfaris to keep Rishayim and Tzaddikim separate. But he says, let's say somebody died, and he was a Rasha, and for whatever reason he ended up being buried next to a Tzaddik, we don't exhume the body. However, says the Masham, who was known as a Mekel, that if it was an Apikairis that was buried next to a Tzaddik or next to a kosher person, since as Al Gemara is teaching us that Apikairis has such a serious status, we're allowed to exhume the body, not to leave a Tzaddik next, Adam Kosher next to an Apikairis. And Ramosha, I saw in a tshuva, saw two interesting tshuvas for Ramosha. One place Ramosha says that Apikairis includes somebody who doesn't respect Rabbanim. Somebody who says Rabbanim, when they give out a Psak Halacha, aren't giving it out to observe the halacha, but have political considerations or parochial considerations, he says that's called an apikairis. But on the other hand, Ramosha says in another place, interesting tshuva, he says normally, the Gemara says, Sefer Torah shekos of min, a Sefer Torah that was written by min, Yisarif, should be burnt. Because we're concerned that when he wrote the Shem Hashem, the Sefer Torah, he didn't have God in mind. So he says, let's say, we have the OU, this is a question for us, of dealing with people who aren't observant, and maybe apikarsim, and we invite them, and we ask them to make a bracha, and say brichas hamazon, are we allowed to or not? So he says, we don't have to be concerned that nowadays, that even people who aren't observant, when they say a bracha, have something else in mind. We could be sure that if they're doing and saying the bracha, because we asked them to say the bracha, they have the right intention, and it's something that we should ask them to do. The kokach lama, why do they deserve such a serious punishment? They destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Shenema mizvul loy. The pasuk of Tzurim Leval Shom mizvul loy. Vein zvul ela Beis HaMikdash. The zvul means the Beis HaMikdash. Shenema bona benisei beis zvul loch. Says the Chavetz Chaim, the Aruch Lener says the same word. There were Rishayim in all generations. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed thousands of years ago. How can we say that they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash? Says the Chavetz Chaim, in any generation, in any time when the Beis HaMikdash is not rebuilt, any time should Beis HaMikdash lay bonas kila nechrav, like we destroyed it. So anybody who didn't act the proper way, he is continuing in destroying the Beis HaMikdash. Valeim Amachana, regarding these people, Chana says, Hashem Yechatu Meriva, Kadosh Baruch Hu will take revenge in those that do battle with him. So Posh Pshat in the Gemara is when somebody is in Gehenna, his face will turn black, like the bottom of a pot. These are the good-looking people in Mechuza, Mekayim B'nei Gehenna. So there's two ways of learning Pshat in this Gemara. One Pshat of learning in this Gemara is that even people are Shpurei Shfiri, very good-looking people in this world, they look so great, but they don't act as is appropriate, they will end up in Gehenna. When in the Gehenna, they're going to come out with a black face. But I saw another pshat. Perhaps you could say just the opposite. The pshat is like this. You have a person who looks great in this world. Very good looking person. Everything's going great for him. And then he leaves this world and goes to Gehenna. And as we've been learning, what Gehenna does is it purifies the person. A person going through Gehenna, even though when he left this world, when he lived in this world, he looked great, it's not half as good as he'll look when he leaves Gehenna. Because after he leaves Gehenna, he's totally purified, and now he really looks like he's supposed to look. Amar, Beis Hillel Oimrim, V'Rav Chesed, Mati Klapa Chesed. That a person who is a Beinoni, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges favorably. Ask the Gemara B'Ksiv, V'Visei Seshlishish Be'esh, that the people who are Beinonim go to Gehenna. Says the Gemara, Hasam Pashi Saba Gufim. There it's talking about somebody who's a Pashi Saba Gufa, which we'll explain soon. Ask the Gemara, Pashi Saba Gufon, we say Va'amma Lasla Takanta. Somebody who's a Pashi Saba Gufon doesn't just go for 12 months, he stays there forever. Says the Gemara, Ki Lasla Takanta, Beroiva Vinus. If somebody has two things working against him, He has more averus than mitzvahs. And besides having more averus than mitzvahs, he also has in that group of averus, Pashi Yisrael Begufam, he has no hope. Hacha, Mechza Avonis and Mechza Zechuyus. The person is 50-50. V'ispu Nami, but in this 50-50, he has Pashi Yisrael Begufam. He has an averus of Pashi Yisrael Begufam. L'sagile, the love of Eisei Shlesh Be'ais, he's not enough that he'll just be in Gehenna for that amount of time. V'mlav, but if he does, if he has 50-50, and he doesn't have the Avera, Pashi Yisrael Begufam, V'rav Chesed, Mati Klape Chesed. So the way the Mefarshim, the Rishonim, summarize the Gemara is as follows. The first group is obviously, according to Beis Hillel, are people who did more mitzvahs than Averis. They certainly go to Gan Eden. The next group is people who are 50-50, but they don't have an Avera Pashi Yisrael Begufam. Regarding them, the Pasuk says that they will also go to Gan Eden. And in fact, the Ramban asks, if a person who's mostly mitzvahs goes to Gan Eden, and a person who's 50-50, as long as he doesn't have the Avera, a Pashi Yisrael Begufam goes to Gan Eden, so where is the Yosher? Where's the spirit of fairness? So I saw two terutzim in the Ramban. One terutz is that in Gan Eden itself, there are different levels. So certainly a person who did more mitzvahs than Averis will be in a higher level of Gan Eden than a person who's 50-50. Another terutz is that if a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kav Yochel, sees that a person lived his life and it's 50-50, and he doesn't have any Pashi Yisrael Begufa, so when he leaves the world, he'll go to Gan Eden. But because he's in such a status in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him some punishment that he should be able to go straight to Gan Eden in the next world. As says the Ramban, a person who does mitzvahs, but is mostly averus, and we're saying gets all the different punishments, he's certainly going to get schar for his mitzvahs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is extremely straight and righteous in that way. The next group is somebody who's 50-50, but he has the averus Pashi Yisrael Begufa in that mix. He goes to Gehenna for 12 months. The next group is somebody who has more Averis, but doesn't have the Averis Pashi Yisrael Begufam. That group, the Rishonim, the Machlokes Rishonim, Tosfos seems to say they go to Gehenna for 12 months. The Ramban seems to think they'll go to Gehenna and leave right away. Then we have the group that the Gemara said before, that become the Afer under the feet of the Tzadikim. That's the fifth group. And the sixth group are the Apikarsim, the Minim, and Messiris that never leave Gehenna. Valeim Amadav, regarding these people, David HaMelech says, Ahav Tiki Yishma Hashem, Derebeninim. Darish Rav, Maidik Siv, Ahav Tiki Yishma Hashem, Amar Knes Yisrael Fnekrish Baruch Hu, Ribani Shloilem, Eim Asai Ani Ahuvel Fnecha, when do I know that you love me? Vizman Shatashmei Kol Tachnunoi. So Mepharshim explained the Gemara, based on the Gemara Masechta Tainis. The Gemara Masechta Tainis says there was once a drought, and people, so they were decreed a Tainis that they'll daven and fast, and before they got up in the morning to start the Tainis, it started to rain. So everybody saw, wow, we're great. We didn't start fasting; it started to rain. So Rabbi Kiva said, you're not so great. It means that a Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to listen to your tefillah. So instead of you davening, he right away brought the rain. What is the Madrega? Say Mash V'Ruach, and the wind begins, Mayrid Agashem, and it starts to rain. A hafti, Ki Yishma Hashem, Eimasai Ne'ahuvu L'fanecha, when do I see that I am beloved? B'zman Shatashmei Kol Tachnunai, when I see that you want me to daven to you. Da'loisi V'li Yeshia, Api Shadol Anim in the mitzvahs, even though I'm poor in the mitzvahs, by mitzvah observance is weak, Li Noa L'Shia. Says the Gemara, Pashi Yisrael Begufam, my Niyu. Who are the Pashi Yisrael Begufam? Rav, Kakaf to the Loimonach Tefillin. Somebody who doesn't wear Tefillin. So the Beis Yosef and the Mishneh Berurah, and this is how we know, speak about somebody who doesn't wear Tefillin. Somebody who doesn't wear Tefillin is considered Pashi Yisrael Begufam. But Tosfos seems to be quite lenient. Tosfos says that if a person doesn't wear Tefillin, not because he's against Tefillin, he's just lazy. That's not who the Gemara means. Or a person doesn't wear tefillin because he doesn't think he can keep his body clean while he's wearing the tefillin. That's not who the Gemara refers to. Or if a person is learning Torah, Taisha says, it's also not a problem. Why? Because, again, he's busy learning Torah, he's Isaac b'mitzvah, he's showing that he does believe, and that's why he doesn't have the din of a kakafta, the layman of tefillin. Mefarshim also ask, we know we wear tefillin shal yad and tefillin shal rosh. Why is the Gemara only speaking about kakafta, the head? So the Mefarshim say, what did this tefillin symbolize? The pasuk says, v'ra kol ha'am ha'aretz, kishem Hashem nikra lecha, v'yor mimeka. When a person wears his tefillin, he's declaring that I'm an Eved Hashem, I'm a servant of God. Kakafta the laymanach tefillin. Somebody doesn't wear tefillin shal roish, that shows that he's identifying himself as an Eved Hashem. That's a Pashi Yisra B'gufam. Pashi Amos Oyal B'gufam, who's that? Amar Rav B'Aveira. Somebody who does the Aveira of Arayas. So like the Aruch Haner explains, a Jew that does the Aveira of Arayas is also a Pashi Yisra B'gufam. But the Gemara says like this, tefillin doesn't apply to Goyim. So tefillin is only by Jews. By Goyim, you can only be Pashi if you do Aveira of Arayas. By Jews, it's either tefillin or Arayas. But the Mefarshim say it's not limited to this. It also includes somebody who doesn't do any mitzvah that you're supposed to do, and he avoids doing mitzvahs, is considered a Pashi Yisrael. So I saw two vertlich. The Rav Tzadok HaKohen says, look at this. Somebody who's not wearing tefillin is not actively doing an Aveira. He's just not doing a mitzvah. And yet the Gemara calls him a Pashi Yisrael. And the other end of the Mefarshim say, if we see here what a person who doesn't wear tefillin is considered, how great is a person that does wear tefillin every day? Says the Gemara, this is a leader of Klal Yisrael that's too tough. Makes them fear. Without honest intentions. Anybody who is too tough with the Klal Yisrael will not have a children Talmid Chacham. Shneema l'chein yeloi. They won't have children, Talmid Chachamim. So again, the Mefarshim will say, the issue is, number one, Eimi Yisera, he overdoes it, and number two is Shloi L'Shem Shemayim. If a leader sees that the time requires strength, then he's allowed to be strength. Only when Shloi L'Shem Shemayim. Mefarshim also asks, what is the connection, the punishment, that he will not have children, Talmid Chachamim, because he acted too stringently? So I saw, Yitzchak Moshe explains, what's the point of a Talmud Chacham? A person comes to respect the Talmud Chacham, and that brings him to Yerushalayim. If this person, who was a leader of Klal Yisrael, caused the opposite, Shaloi L'Shem Shemayim, he caused that people shouldn't have Yerushalayim, then he won't have children that are Talmid Chachamim that will bring Yerushalayim to the world. B'shel Oimrim, V'rav Chesed, Mate Klap Chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tries to judge favorably. Heichi Ovid, how does the mechanics work? Rabbi Lazai Mekovshoi, he takes the mitzvahs, you know, when you have a scale, you have the two sides. So he learns that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the side of the mitzvahs, and he pushes down that side, and that's how they outweigh the Averis. Shinema Yoshi Rachmeinu Yichbishav Naseinu. Rabbi Yosef Bechanina Amen Noisei, he lifts up the sides of the Averis. Shinema Noisei Oven V'Oival Pesha. So I saw a beautiful pshat in this Gemara from the Shema Tzion Balacha. He said, the first mandamus said that Kadosh Baruch Hu pushes down the mitzvahs. He makes the mitzvahs heavier. What does it mean he makes the mitzvahs heavier? Everybody does a mitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that he did a mitzvah. But what HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees is he takes into consideration what it took to do that mitzvah. If a person had to get up early in the morning to learn. So it's not just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes into consideration that he sat and learned. He also takes into consideration he was tired. He wanted to stay in bed. And he exerted himself and got out of bed. That's one side. The other man says he lifts up the Averis. Of course, when a person does an Avera, he did an Avera. But a Kadosh Baruch Hu takes into consideration the circumstances. We live in a difficult place. You live with difficult neighbors. That he takes into consideration, and that's how he makes the Avera less of an Avera. Tanad Beirav Shmol, Mavir Rishon Rishon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away the first Averis, the Kena Amida. However, Amar Rav Vayn, atzma en nimchak. An aveira that's done never is completely erased. Deika roiv avonis, if the person is in the category that has more aveiras than mitzvahs, machshber adayu. Amarava. Kolamava al midoisav. If somebody's tolerant, mavir leklap shav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away his aveiras. Shenemar, noise oven v'oiva al pesha. L'mi noise oven. Who does HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgive his sins? L'mi sh'oiva al pesha. Somebody who's tolerant. So it's so tup shatim. One is mida kenega mida. If we're tolerant to others, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is tolerant towards us. Another pshat that I saw is, a person that's tolerant doesn't always have such an easy life. To swallow is not always easy. So the person already had the yisurim in this world, and that's why when he comes to Olam HaEmes, he doesn't have yisurim. Says the Gemara, Hunan b'Rei Rav Yeshua Cholosh. Hunan b'Rei Rav Yeshua is very ill. All the Rapapa l'shulubay. Rapapa came to visit him. Chazi the Cholosh l'yama. He saw that he was holding by death. Omelu tzvisula zavdasa. Prepare for him tachrichim, prepare for him the baggage, he's going to the Olam HaEmes. The soif ispach. Then he got well. Have a mixiv Rapapa l'mechsir. Rapapa was embarrassed to see him because he had already declared him dead. Omelay Maichazis, she asked him what happened. Omelay, in Hocha Hava. I was very close. Vomelay Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hoyav Eloi Mukim B'milei, since I was always tolerant, let the Kima Badai, so let him live. Shnemar, Noise Oven Voiva Pesha, Lami Noise Oven Loiva Pesha. Somebody's tolerant. So the Mepharshim asked, the halacha is that if somebody's laying in a very serious situation, almost by death, the halacha is he's not allowed to do anything to hasten the death, or to act as if he's dead. So how did they do this? So one pshat is that he said it, but they didn't do anything. Another pshat is that he actually died. And he came to the Olam HaEmes, and because he was tolerant in this world, he was zoicha to tchiyas ha-meisim. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu let him come back. L'sheris nachlosoi, Omer of Acha Baruch Nina, Aliyah of a koitzboi. Aliyah is a fat piece of meat. They used to like eat fat meat, but it gets a lot of thorns. The thorns stick into the tail. L'sheris nachlosoi, v'loy l'kol nachlosoi. L'mi, sh'meisim atzmoi kishrayim. Somebody who acts like he's the leftovers, he's not a balgaiva, such a person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is moichel. Staruch Lener explains the Gemara this way. He says, you know, sometimes people are tolerant because they say, am I going to answer that person? Who is he for me to answer? Says Staruch Lener, the Gemara is teaching, l'mi sh'meisim atzmoi kishrayim. It's not that you shouldn't respond to somebody else because you think you're better than him. And who am I? I don't even have to respond to you. You have to view that the other person is greater than you and I'm nothing, and that's why I'm not going to respond to you because I'm not worthy of responding to you. Rav Huna Rami, Tzadik Hashem b'chol d'rochav v'ksiv v'chos b'chom asav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu first is called a tzadik, that he follows the law, and then it's called a chosid, he's extra good. Says the Gemara, b'tchil a tzadik l'psoif chosid. So I said to Mepharshim, explain the Gemara this way. Everything we have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we have money that we could give to tzedakah, that we could do mitzvahs with, who gave it to us? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tchil tzadik, we got it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'psoif chosid, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewards us when we do mitzvahs as if we had gotten that money ourselves. Another pshat that I saw is that when it comes to negotiate a raise, or to get, who you're better off dealing with. So generally you're better off dealing with the owner of the company than his worker, because the worker has limited abilities. HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats us like a chassid, that he himself gives us the schar, and that's why we get more schar. Rabbi Lazar Rami, k'siv l'cha Hashem chassid, b'k'siv k'ata t'sham l'ish k'maseyu. Chassid means above what we deserve, k'ata t'sham l'ish k'maseyu means what we deserve. Says the Gemara, "Tchelo kat shamlish k'maseyu ulbsoif l'cha Hashem chesed." So I saw the Mepharshim ask, "Why does the pasuk say ki at tishalom lish k'maseyu?" It just says ki tisham lish k'maseyu. What's the atom? So I saw two pshatim very similar, beautiful pshatim. A lot of times, people do mitzvahs, but they're not intending to do a mitzvah. The example I saw, the Shulchan Aruch says you're supposed to put on your right shoe first. So a person puts on his right shoe because he put on his right shoe first. He didn't intend to do a mitzvah. Ki ata tishalom, but you know how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is? K'maseyu. He just did it because that's the way he acts. Yet we will get schar for it. So I saw Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, we say every morning, Gaimel ish chesed kimifoloi, noisin l'rosh ra kirish asai. So he points out that the terminology is different. By rosh, it says kirish asai. While we did bad, we get punishment. By gaimel ish chesed, when a person does good, it says kimifoloi, according to his actions. It should say gaimel ish chesed kachazdoi. So he said this again is from the chazdei Hashem. When a person does an aveira, as we're learning, he gets an einish, he gets a punishment. Kirish asai, he did an aveira, he get a punishment. But when a person does good, not only does he get the schar for what he did, for the mitzvah that he did, but kimifaloi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at all the repercussions of what you did. If you learn Torah with somebody, so it's not just that you get schar for learning Torah with that person. If that person goes and says the vort to somebody else, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you credit for all the divrei Torah that are accumulated because of you. Goymelish chesed kimefalai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes into consideration all of the repercussions of your good deeds. Elfa v'amlai elfa rami k'siv rav chesed. It says v'rav chesed v'k'siv emes. Again, here it says chesed, here it says emes. It says the b'tchila v'emes u'b'soif v'rav chesed. First, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges strict by the book, and then he goes judges favorably. By Sod Mefarshim explain that the Gemara is speaking to an individual, every individual. The emes, a person is supposed to start the year the emes, accept upon himself that he's going to do what he can. But you know, a lot of times when we make resolutions, we don't keep the resolutions. For Rav Chesed, the Chazdei Hashem is that since he saw we made these resolutions and we wanted to do good, even though we weren't necessarily able to carry it out, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges us favorably. The pasuk says, "V'yav Hashem upon v'yikra." This is where we start the Shlosh Esrei Midos. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, "Emolim Mikra Kosev." If not, that the pasuk says it explicitly. "Yev Shelo Amrei." Lamed Shnis Atef HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kshlich Tzibur. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put on a talis like a shliach tzibur does, v'heraloi l'moshe say the tefillin, and he showed Moshe ben how to daven. Omloi, and he said to him, kozman shisrol choytin, whenever klai yisrol do an aveira, yasu l'fonai k'say the zed, they should follow this, v'ani moichlehem, and I will be moichlehem. So from here we see actually some halacha l'maisa. First of all, we see that a shliach tzibur is supposed to wear talis. Shnesasu HaKadosh Baruch Hu shliach tzibur. Some say it wasn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself put on the talis. He created a malach who wore a talis. But you're supposed to wear a talis. And that's the basis for many people having a minig. That not just by Shachris, but by Mincha Mayriv, the Shlich Tzibur wears a talis. Certainly from here we see that whenever Shlosh Esrei Midos are said, you're supposed to wear a talis. That's why even though we say Slichus before day, so normally we don't put on a talis by night, Shlich Tzibur, here we put on a talis because we're going to say the Shlosh Esrei Midos. Also, the halach is, the Shlosh Esrei Midos should be said only b'tzibur, with the minyan. The only time you could say Shlosh Esrei Midos, not in a tzibur, is when you're saying the Kikayr b'Torah. If you're reading it as you're reading words of the Torah. But b'tfila, to say it as a tefila, you have to have a minyan. The Mefarshim point out, the Lashon HaGemara, Kovnach Yisrael Chaitim Yasu Lufanai Kasei Dazeh. They should act this way. What does it mean, Yasu Lufanai? They should say, Yispalu Lufanai. What's Yasu Lufanai? So the Chofetz Chaim answers that question with an interesting marshal. He says there was once a wealthy man who ran a very big business. And he had a nephew who didn't have a job. So the nephew comes to his uncle and says to his uncle, can you give me a job? So he gave a lot of people jobs, so certainly help his nephew. He said, you know what, I'll make you a manager in my factory. And he says, from 9 to 11 I want you to do this, from 11 to 1 I want you to do this. He gave him a whole schedule, wrote it out for him. And takes the job. A couple of days or weeks later, the uncle meets the nephew, and he asks him, "Nu, are you doing what I told you?" He says, what are you talking about? Every morning I take out the piece of paper and I read it. So he says, that's not what I wanted you to read the paper. I want you to do what it says in the paper. Yasu lefonai. It's not enough just to say the Shlosh Esrei Midos. Yasu lefonai. You have to act on what it says on the Shlosh Esrei Midos. Hashem, Hashem. Anihu kodim shiach da'adam. I'm a Kodesh Baruch before you sin. Vanihu la'acha Shiach the Adam v'yasa tshuva. So the Rosh already asks, before the person does an Aveira, we don't need Rachmanis. We didn't do an Aveira. So the Rosh gives, the Rishonim give a number of answers. One answer the Rosh gives, the Rambam discusses this a lot also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu already knows what we're going to do. So even though he knows that we're going to do Averis, until we actually do the Avera, he doesn't consider us a Baal Avera. Another pshat the Rosh gives is that by Avodah Zarah, unlike all other Averis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes into consideration the person's machshavas. Ani Hashem kodem shiach to Adam. As soon as you have the machshava, HaKadosh Baruch Hu already is meichel you, even though you didn't do, even though that's an Avera. And I saw from the Michas HaLoz a gorgeous pshat. We know that the Pasuk says that when Mashiach comes, there won't be any more Yetzer Hara v'Avodah Zarah. There won't be any more Machshava v'Avodah Zarah in the world. So he says, the Pasuk says, V'hoya Hashem Echad u'Shmoy Echad. In this world, we need Hashem for the Machshava v'Avodah Zarah. But in the world to come, there won't be Machshava v'Avodah Zarah. So be Shmoy Echad. We'll only need to have Hashem's name once. We won't need to have it twice, because there won't be any need to have a Mechila for Machshava. Another teretz that the Mefarshim give is that a Kodesh Baruch Hu considers the person, puts him on the right path. That's Kodem Shiach to Adam. Another pshat that I saw is that a Kodesh Baruch, even if a person didn't do bad, but if he didn't do any good, so what's the use? A Kodesh Baruch Hu has Rachmanis. And another word that I saw from the Kotzka is the Chaser Hashem, is that a Kodesh Baruch Hu, if you do an Aveira, a Kodesh Baruch Hu is Meichelos. But the Chaser Hashem is that he's Meichelos Kodem Shiach to Adam. He brings us back to our original pure status. Kel Rachem Chanan, Amr Yehuda, Bris Krusel Yud Gimamidos, Shena Chayzus Rekam. Whenever somebody davens the Yud Gimamidos, it doesn't come back empty. Shenema, Hina Noichi Kairis Bris. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a treaty that they will always work. So Mefarshim ask, we say the Shlosh HaSimidus, but it doesn't always work. So what's Pshat in the Gemara? So some say that perhaps we're not saying it the way we're supposed to. Or based on what we said before, perhaps we're not acting on them, we're just saying them. Another pshat is, every tefillah of a Jew doesn't go to waste. We don't always see the what we want to see. But chas v'shalom ever to believe that any tefillah goes to waste. And when we say the Shlosh Esrei Midos, they are accomplishing something. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, G'dayi l'tshuva sh'megzaris dina shel adam. It rips off a big gzar din of a person. Sh'nema, Hashmein Lev Hamazah, this nation got heavy, V'ozna Hachbed, the ears don't hear, V'ezna V'hasheya, and the eyes don't see, P'nyira B'enav, V'ozna V'yishmu, V'lvav V'yavim V'shav V'rafalai. Refuah, Taisus says, refers to tshuva, to shlicha, that we should have mechilas avonos. So there's a beautiful verse from the Gra. The Gra says, the Pasuk changes the order. First it says, Leiv, then Oznayim, then Einayim. Then the Pasuk turns around. It says Einayim, Oznayim, and Leiv. So, what's going on? So he says, the Gra says there are three parts to the Torah. One part is Torah Shebiksaf. Second part is Torah Shebapeh. And the third part is Kabbalah. The easiest part to learn is Torah Shebiksaf, Chumash. Next is Torah Shebapeh, it's a little more difficult. And Kabbalah is even harder. That's the easiest in learning. In forgetting, you can forget the Kabbalah first because it was hard to get to the first place. You forget your Gemara second, and you forget your Chumash third. Hashmin Leiv Hazeh. And it comes to forget, first you forget the Leiv, the Kabbalah which is in the heart, then you forget the Oznayim which represents Torah Shebapeh, and then you forget the Torah Shebiksav. Pen Yir, but when it comes to learn, first you have the Torah Shebiksav, then Oznayim you have the Torah Shebapeh, and then you have the Levavoi, the Kabbalah. Maybe this pasuk is only referring to four gzardin, but once there's a gzardin, it's too late. Amalei v'rafa like siv. Eizah dover shetzorek refuah. When is the requirement for full-fledged refuah? Have a oimah, zeh gzardin. After the gzardin, we need a refuah. Meisvei, ask the Gemara, Shabbat Netayim, somebody does tshuva before Yom Kippur, Meichonloi, then he has a mechila. Loi Shabbat Netayim, afilo hevi kol elim nevoyu shvoylim, these are the best rams, ein Meichonloi. So we see that once there's a gzardin, it's too late. Answers the Gemara, loikasha. Habi yachid, habet tzibur. A yachid after the gzar din is too late. A tzibur, it isn't too late. So Mefarshim ask, Tori Evin asks, the Gemara quotes Masechet Brachos, the story of Chizkiah, who was very sick, and Yeshaya told him, you're going to die, and because you didn't have children, you didn't get married and have children, and he did tshuva, even though it was already after the gzar din, and he was saying that after the gzar din it's too late. So the Tori Evin says that he was a melech, and a melech is different. But I saw two other terutzim. One terutz is, when the Gemara says that a yachid after the gzar din is too late, the Gemara means it's harder for yachid to rip up a gzar din. But even if a yachid truly does tshuva, he could have, the gzar din could be ripped up. Another pshat that I saw is, maybe it can't be ripped up, but it could be pushed off. Meisvei, Ein Hashem Elokecha Ba'a, Itam L'toy V'itam L'ra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes on Eretz Yisrael, sometimes for good, sometimes for bad. Itam L'toy V'itam L'ra. HaReisha Yisrael Rishon Gemurim Rosh Hashanah. Klal Yisrael wasn't acting properly on Rosh Hashanah. Or Paskalam Gisham Mu'otim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu decreed they will have very little rain. And again, here we see something that was discussed in the previous year, that even though on Pesach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges on the Tefuah, here we see it also, the Panasa, and also is on Rosh Hashanah. So the Farshim say, on Pesach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Yerushalmi says this, on Pesach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges how much Panasa there will be in the world. But how much each individual will get of that is decided in Rosh Hashanah. So Kadosh Baruch Hu decreed they would have very little rain. Then they did tshuva. Hakadosh Baruch Hu can't give them more rain. It already was decreed. Hakadosh Baruch Hu maridim is manam. Hakadosh Baruch Hu brings them in the time when they're most useful. Al oritz atzrichulahem, on the land that needs it the most. Hakol lefi oritz. Hakadosh Baruch Hu looks which areas need the rain most, and that's where he brings the rain. Itim l'ra, on the other hand, Ketzad, HaReisha Yisrael Tzadikim Gemurim Rosh Hashanah, they were Tzadikim Rosh Hashanah, or Paskalayim Mishanim Merubim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said they're going to have a lot of rain. L'Soif Chaz Brahim, and then they turn bad. L'Fchus Mehani Efshar, he can't give less. Shikfa Nigzah Gzeira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Meridim Shloi Bezmanim, he brings them in a time when they're not really needed. Al-Oruch and Tzrichlehem, on areas that don't really need rain. And we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it that way. Ask the Gemara, if we're learning that a gzar din that affects the tzibur is HaKadosh Baruch Hu could tear it up, so why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to go through all of these mechanisms of giving it in the right time and the right amount? Why doesn't it just make more rain? Rip up the original gzera. L'toiva, if the tzibur does tshuva, let him just rip up his original bad psak, and now decree that they should get more rain. Answers the Gemara, Shani Hosom the Efshabahachi. Yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have ripped up the bad gzera, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to have to rip up the gzera if he doesn't have to. So since the Gemara has here a different approach, where he just takes the rain that originally designated, just gives it in the right time and the right place, that's something he prefers to do, rather than ripping up the gzeira. The Farshim say that's what it says in the Pasuk. V'nesati gishmeichem. What's that? V'nesati gishmeichem. Your rain. It's to say, v'nesati gishamim. I'll give rain. Gishmeichem. The rain HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us is gishmeichem, is according to our madrega. If we're acting properly, he gives the rain in the right time and the right place. Nefnat chas v'shal. Toshma. Pasuk says in Tehillim, Yordayam benis. People go into the sea. Oysim malachim b'mayim rabim. They do their work on the sea. Heimera mas Hashem. They see the wonders of God. V'yoyim v'yoyim ruach sa'ara. There was a tremendous wind. V'turoyim galov, raising up the waves. Yichoygu v'yinoyu kishikar. The boat was shaking like a drunkard. V'yitzako al Hashem b'tzalahem. Yoydelahem Shem Chazdoi. Oslam Simonius. In Tehillim, there's an upside down nun around these psukim, like we have in the Torah around Vehibin Soya. Ka'achim v'rakim Shabbatorah. Just like we have the word ach or rak in the Torah, which comes to exclude. Loimelach. Tsaku kaidim gzardin. If they scream before the gzardin was made, nenim. Tsaku l'ach gzardin. But afterwards, ain't a nenim. So we said that a tzibur after the gzar din, it still could be ripped up. And says the Gemara, hani nami ki yichidim damu. These people are considered like a yachid. And a yachid, we said that after the gzar din, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't rip it up. So the obvious question is, we're dealing with a group of people on our boat. So why is that considered a yachid? It's a group. So Rishonim explained, yes, they are a group of people on a boat, but they're not davening for each one of them together. Each one is davening for himself. I should be saved. That's why the halacha is that when one makes a mishaberich or is mispala for chayla, he should say b'soich shar chayla Yisrael, make it part of a tzibur. So ask the Shem Shmuel, when is it considered a tzibur and when is it considered a yachid? So he says in the name of his father, Davni Nezer, Mari de Gavart, he says, if somebody's together with other people and he feels the other person's pain like he feels his own pain, that's called a tzibur. But if he doesn't feel the next person's pain like he feels his own pain, then he remains a yachid.